Well, of course, in amongst the COVID situation and Brexit, one of the things that gets bumped right down the list at the moment is the refugee situation. But that doesn't mean to say it's not come to the attention of one Cambridge-based student charity. The charity is called Solidarity, and I'm joined on the line by the founder, Tiara Atai, and Alexa Netti. Hi, Alexa.
Hiya.
You're the executive director. Let's start with you, Tiara. Tell us about Solidarity, what it is, why you founded it.
So during my first year at Cambridge University, I had just come back from the Greek islands where I'd been doing a bit of volunteering. And it was a really pivotal moment for students. There were a lot of student protests. We just had what was then being called the largest student protest in Cambridge, which was in January 2017. And I felt like it was this really pivotal moment that students wanted to do something. And they didn't just want to do any old thing. They wanted to do something that was appropriate for their knowledge, appropriate for their skills. Voluntourism was no longer acceptable. People wanted to break out of the echo chamber, be able to spread their message past their immediate circle. And I thought of this idea about what if people were able to choose fashion, choose clothing that would represent their values. And it wouldn't just be a kind of silent protest, even though that was an important part of it. It would also be a way in which they could raise tangible funds for the people who are trained and excel at aid provision for refugees. So this is how I came up with the idea of the Solidarity, spelled with a T-E-E. The idea being that people would wear these shirts with pro-refugee designs around campus. Students could get involved selling them, forcing people around them to have these kind of tricky conversations, uncomfortable conversations. And since then, we've now grown exponentially. We're now the largest student-led charity in the UK. We have 42 teams across 42 universities and hundreds of reps, just under 500. So I think it's a real testament to students' passion and engagement for the refugee crisis, certainly.
Now, you say you went out and you volunteered out in Greece originally. So how easy was it for you to get that message back into when you came back home? Because people see the headlines all the time, don't they? It's the story behind that's important.
Yeah, certainly. And I think there was definitely some awareness in the student populace about the refugee crisis. Certainly, a lot of students had been to Calais, had been to Dunkirk, and had seen the conditions. I think what was quite difficult to get across initially, and it's a testament to our volunteers' work that we have actually managed to do this, is talking about legal aid and legal status, that it's not enough just to give food and accommodation and clothing, that we actually want to help people have some sort of long-term relief and refuge. And you can't do that if you're in limbo. So that was something that was really hard to get out. But I think why students were so receptive and so responsive is that when you go to university, you're meant to challenge the status quo, right? You're meant to think about things in an abstract and often quite vague way. But this kind of lent itself to our message where we're saying, guys, we think we've got a different solution. And so talking about legal aid as a way in which asylum seekers can get refugee status and start to build a new life in a new country, I think this was a really exciting idea. And what's just really touching for me, I guess, as a founder, is now to see on Facebook and talk, seeing our representatives talking about legal aid with such passion and vision, and to think, you know, actually, the student body has really begun to think about long-term change. And I think Solidarity has played a part in that.
And do you think by virtue of the way you've chosen to support refugees, but as you say, by legal aid, things like that, so many other people go, well, we're gonna get together donations, we're going to get donations of food, all the stuff that you mentioned. Do you think that was one of the reasons, one of the keys to your success?
Yeah, certainly. I think people have kind of tired of the refugee crisis in a while. You know, the European refugee crisis, as we talk about it, the one beginning in 2015, it's not the only refugee crisis. Seems that every 5 years there's a new one. And I think if we're talking about long-term sustainable change and showing some awareness in the status quo, I really think that is where success or at least improvement lies.
Okay. All right. Now, you've been doing this whilst presumably studying and doing all your university work as well. I guess now your time is coming to an end, is it? You're off and out and into the big wide world at large?
Yes, I am. Lexi and I debated a lot about this, about do we need a full-time staff member, do we not? But I think certainly for the moment, what's really special about Solidarity is that we're not just asking people to donate or asking people to buy a shirt. We're getting people involved or bringing them into the fold. And if we've got just under 500 student volunteers, that's just under 500 people who have stood up and said, I'm passionate about the refugee crisis, and have been forced to learn and forced to be an advocate through that process. And I think that is something that's really where our long-term impact lies. I'm hoping that in 20 years, these people, in whatever walk of life they are, they're going to be thinking about how they can be more compassionate and more responsible citizens or leaders or whatever they'll be doing in the future.
We do see that, don't we? We're so often now that actually when graduates go out and they're looking for jobs, often there's a bit of they're interviewing the employer. It's, well, what are your CSR aims? What do you do? Because people aren't prepared to work for companies anymore. If they're in a lucky position, they're not prepared to work for companies that aren't stepping up to the mark.
No, for sure. And I think that's the other USP of solidarity, that the shirts we're making of a £10 shirt, £7.50 is going directly to legal aid for refugees. And on top of that, they're sustainably made. And I think we're also seeing a consumer push towards more ethical choices. And we've been lucky because we've been really at the beginning of that wave.
Excellent, excellent. All right, well, Lexi, you're taking over this role now. You're the executive director. It must be difficult with, as I say, with things like COVID and with Brexit going on. Where do you see it, and how do you move this forward over the next year or so?
So I guess for me, part of Solidarity's strength is really that students have always been so creative in the ways that they come together and the way that they mobilise. And I think even over the past few months, we've seen virtual events, we've seen online discussion groups, and perhaps still managing to spread the word despite literally not being able to see anyone at all outside their households. So I think we also have to be really creative about the ways in which we do connect with others outside of the volunteer base. I don't worry that we won't be able to put on some really fun events and some really thought-provoking discussions. But I think one of the real things that we'll need to focus on from an awareness-raising point of view is how important it is to protect refugee populations from COVID-19, because all across the world, unfortunately, this is going to be a real problem, and where asylum seekers and refugees are living in incredibly overcrowded camps with very little and off in many cases in terms of healthcare provision, we're going to have to push really hard to make sure that that's also at the forefront of the conversation alongside our legal aid and sustainable aid conversation.
Okay. And again, as a student organisation, how easy is it for the members of the general, our audience, the general public, how easy is it for them to interact? Go online, buy the stuff?
Yeah. So, I mean, of course, we are thrilled if people would love to go on our online shop, or maybe they even know a rep in Cambridge and get a T-shirt or, in fact, a tote bag. But there's loads of other ways for anyone who really supports the movement and the cause to get involved, even from simply following us on social media or sharing one of our posts to providing an event space or maybe coming to one of our talks in the future. We've even had some wonderful local businesses in London and Oxford offer to partner with us, selling tea and coffee, and they donate a proportion of their profits to us. We've had an artist who's taking commissions, and all the proceeds are going to Solidarity. So wherever we can, we really would love to engage anyone who'd like to support.
Okay, so people want to do that, because I can imagine there's people listening now thinking, that's the one for me. How do they do that? How do they get in touch?
It would be great if you head to our website and just drop me an email. Always really happy to hear from anyone who wants to get involved, whether that be organising a fundraiser at your workplace or doing a sponsored run all the way through to a full-on collaboration. Yeah, just drop us an email and we'll definitely be in touch.
Fantastic. All right. Well, listen, it's a great initiative. It's obviously doing great work, and long may it continue. But for now, Tiara, Alexa, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil.